Hola, vos, chica. Welcome to the Smiley Empowerment Podcast. This is where we celebrate the strength, resilience, and determination of Latina women and all women who are constantly on the go, pushing through challenges and achieving their goals. I like to call these women vos, chica, like me. If you're a busy woman, ready to be uplifted, inspired, empowered to take charge of your healing journey and be a vos, chica, you've come to the right place. We can all agree life can be hectic and overwhelming, but anything is possible with the right mindset, attitude, tools, and support. Let me introduce myself. My name is Smiley Filomena Rodriguez, and I am a Latina life empowerment coach and a social worker. I started this podcast because I know what feeling alone and overwhelmed with past wounds and challenges feel like. I want to help you with self-discovery, self-love, and self-empowerment so you can grow and thrive. Do you sometimes feel alone? ¿Te sientes sola? Well, you're not alone. No estás sola. You have me, your coach, Smiley. In each episode, I'll share personal stories of resilience, healing tips, practical advice, strategies for managing your time and priorities, for improving your relationship with yourself and others, and insights on cultivating a positive and fulfilling, joyful life. So grab your earbuds and tea or coffee, take a deep breath, and get ready to be inspired and encouraged. Let's begin this journey together and empower each other to become the best versions of our lives. Let's get started. You got this. Hello, my dear listeners, my boss chicas. Welcome again to this podcast. Today, I am thrilled to share the incredible insight and empowering experience that I had in a women's Latina conference. It was called La Nueva Yo, The New Me, when it was hosted by the amazing actress, model, television personality, Celines Toribio from Dominican Republic. Now, how I'm going to do today's podcast will be a bit different. It's going to be in two parts. So the first part, now I'm going to record everything in English, and then I'm going to record in Spanish the highlights. So voy a hacer esto en dos partes. La primera parte va a ser en inglés, y después la segunda parte lo voy a hacer todo en español para que puedan apreciar las reflexiones que tuve de la gran conferencia La Nueva Yo, que fue para mujeres por Celines Toribio, la actriz modelo de la República Dominicana, que fue un evento muy bonito. So primero lo voy a hacer en inglés y después lo voy a hacer en español. Okay, let's get right to it. So this event was amazing. It was incredible. It was vibrant. It had more than 500 women together. And actually, to our surprise, there were five men in the audience that came with their partners, or, you know, we don't know exactly who they were, but there were five men that were in the audience, and that was remarkable. We actually applaud them because it's amazing how men can support women. So this event, I went with my young adult niece, Dali Dalcinea. It was great. She went along with me. She was able to record some clips and photos that I will be sharing on the Instagram at Smiley Empowerment. So this event was powerful. It was an event, a women's conference event, which I was so glad that I went. I actually went and got my tickets, and I got my VIP tickets, so I was able to meet Celines Toribio and all of the guest speakers that she had that were dynamic. It was amazing. This event was a beacon of inspiration, and I am so excited to bring to you a recap of this amazing event that really put together powerful women together all in a room, in an auditorium. And actually, it was at the Lehman College, which Celines Toribio graduated from, in the auditorium, and it was spectacular. We also had some snacks, some food. It was an all-day event, and it was very well done. Well, throughout the conference, they shared many topics that were very compatible to us. They shared many topics that resonated with so many women in the audience. So it was divided into various topics. It was done very well. Celines brought over speakers to speak on the different topics, everything from mental health, from finance, to also some sex tips from doctors, not sexologists. It was amazing. And I want to say that throughout the conference, we really were able to explore the depths of being resilience, our own resilience, our leadership, our self-discovery. We explored the importance of cultivating our unique strengths, standing tall in face of challenges, and embracing the potential for personal growth. The speakers at this event shared their wisdom, stories, and expertise, leaving us with transformative takeaways. And that's what I want to share with you all. We absolutely fell in love, not only with Celinés Toribio, but with her team of people, her circle of friends, the dynamic speakers, professionals that came to speak to us. We discussed the significance of creating supportive networks and communities that uplift and amplify women's voices. The conference reminded us and me the strength we possess when we come together and share with purpose and vision. It was well done. And more importantly, this conference, they all honed in on the power of self-care and self-compassion. That was a recurring theme throughout the conference. I have to say, the conference was so dynamic. It was from 3 to 9 Eastern time, and it was powerful. They also shared how we could maintain a healthy work-life balance and prioritize our well-being. They emphasized that throughout their talks. We learned that self-care is not an indulgence, but a vital component of personal and professional success. I have to say that this women's conference was a testament to the limitless potential of women. And we all together united, we can learn and grow together. I hope that you find my insights as an enlightenment and empowerment for you, as well as it was for me. I want to share the learnings I obtained at this powerful women's conference called the New Me, La Nueva Yo. And it was remarkable. I actually felt so connected to Celinés Toribio, her story, as she also takes care and her struggle with her mom that has Alzheimer's. And this conference was at the Lehman College where Celinés graduated. It was just this Saturday, October 28th. And I was reminded of some powerful and enduring truths. And throughout the event, I learned that personal growth often involves reconciling with one's past. And that was one of my biggest takeaways, which requires introspection and self-compassion for us to reconcile with our past. But it requires, like I said, introspection and self-compassion. The conference speakers delivered powerful messages, reiterating the importance of hope, even in the face of challenges and circumstances. Each speaker really emphasized the importance of not losing hope. We were reminded that regardless the hurdle, the challenge we face, we should always maintain sight of our intrinsic value. Moreover, the significance of lifting other women up was highly emphasized, as we recognize that women's empowerment is a collective effort. That was so powerful in the conference. As well in the conference, I learned that we need to value our self-worth. We learned that in situations where others might not recognize our worth, we must always recognize our own worth and cherish our value. That was so powerful for me. I'm going through a bit of a transition in my own life as I evolve my business at Smiley Empowerment. And it's so important for me to remind myself of my own self-worth. And this conference really helped me to do that. It reminded me of the importance of recognizing my own self-worth and not giving up no matter the circumstances. As a mental health professional and life coach, the conference served as a reminder for me and for many individuals. And I was able to resonate a lot with what they spoke, each speaker, especially the mental health speaker. As I am a mental health professional, I was able to really connect with what she was saying and as well as support the message of mental health. it was important to talk about mental health, and Celines offered us that opportunity. And the mental health issues that many of us may grapple with, such as depression, constant sadness, or anxiety. At the conference, they really honed in and reminded us that we should approach each other with empathy and understanding. That was so important, and it was highlighted in the conference. We must do that with each other. The dynamic speakers, led by the gracious host, Celines Toribio, they really demonstrated the power of sisterhood. Oh my God, one of the highlights was when Celines brought to the stage her circle of friends that have become sisters, as well as her blood sister was there. But they demonstrated the power of sisterhood among women. Celines' close-knit, supportive circle of friends was a living example of how empowering it can be when women come together to support and uplift each other. That, it brought tears to my eyes. It really did. Because my sister friend who passed away 8 years ago, Maritza, she was one of my best friends, my dear sister that passed away. And she always loved Celines as well, because Celines is from Dominican Republic. And so was my sister that passed. That's my sister from high school. We're not blood related, but we are one as one. And in this moment in the conference, I was reminded of that, what I had with her. And even though she passed away, I still feel her and we're so connected. So it was a very emotional moment in the conference to see Celines bring up to the stage, just as she was up there, right? Because she's a famous celebrity, but she brought her friends up to the stage, and it was a living example of us coming together and what it is to work with one another. Their shared experiences resonated with us, the audience, especially with me. And they reinforced again the strength of sharing friendships and the life journey that they have experienced together, as many of you may experience with your circle of friends that have become now family, sisters. So it was so beautiful to see on stage all of her people, of her friends, together with her, passing the mic around, and each of them sharing their testimonies, their struggles, their successes, their sadness together. It was so powerful. We also had the privilege of hearing from a sexologist who shared tips on improving intimacy and normalizing conversations about the essential aspects of our lives and about including our sex life and talking about menopause and talking about our body parts and our feelings. Actually, it was two sexologists that came on, and the event really left me and my young adult niece feeling inspired and motivated. We are so motivated to embrace the valuable lessons of our own lives. In essence, this Latina Women's Conference, La Nueva Yo, the new me, was a transformative experience that reaffirmed the importance of hope, self-worth, and the incredible strength that emerges when women support and uplift one another. May we carry these lessons with us as we continue our journey of personal growth and empowerment. I hope that these lessons, this recap from the conference, help you and keep you inspired, not only to give yourself self-worth and to really embrace yourself, but to help another fellow woman, another sister, right? In their journey, in their walk. So stay tuned as we explore more of these concepts that I'm going to talk more about the recap of the conference in my next masterclass live that I have on Thursday, November 2nd, live on Instagram at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Smiley Empowerment. Smiley spelled S-M-I-L-I-E. And I want you to remember to be strong, stay strong. You're more than capable, and you are a force to be reckoned with. Thank you for joining me on this journey of growth and empowerment, and together we can achieve greatness. At this point of this episode, I am going to now turn to speaking in Spanish. Ahora voy a hacerlo en español. If you want to continue on and listen in Spanish, you're more than welcome. If not, then I'll see you in the next episode. And remember to take care of yourself and of each other. Hola, mis queridos oyentes, mis voz chicas. Bienvenido a otro podcast. Hoy me siento muy emocionada por compartir con ustedes las increíbles enseñanzas y experiencias que pasé y que adquirí en la destacada conferencia de mujeres latinas por Celinés Toribio, que es una gran actriz, modelo y personalidad de la televisión de la habla hispana, es dominicana. Celinés tuvo esta conferencia en el Lehman College, que es el colegio que ella también se graduó. Eso fue una experiencia muy bonita. Este evento fue un faro de inspiración. Y hoy estoy contenta por brindarles un resumen de los aprendizajes que recibí de este evento tan poderoso y de esta reunión de mujeres. A lo largo de la conferencia exploramos la profundidad de la resiliencia, el liderazgo, el autodescubrimiento y también hablamos de la importancia de cultivar nuestras fortalezas únicas, manteniéndonos firmes ante los desafíos, los problemas y abrazar el potencial del crecimiento personal. Este evento fue fenomenal, lo compartí con mi sobrina Dali Dalzanea, que fue conmigo, eso fue algo muy bonito, y pudimos compartir la sabiduría y las historias de estas mujeres que hablaron. Celinés compartió el escenario con grandes personas que estuvieron ahí y sus amistades profesionales que vinieron a hablarnos y que nos dejaron lecciones transformadoras. También se habló en la conferencia la importancia de tener apoyo en la comunidad y de elevarnos uno a los otros, especialmente de amplificar las voces de las mujeres. La conferencia nos recordó la fortaleza que tenemos nosotras cuando nos unimos y cuando tenemos propósito, visión y la compartimos junta. Además, el poder de la autocompasión y del autocuidado fue un tema muy importante y muy distinguido en la conferencia. Se destacó la importancia de mantener un equilibrio saludable entre el trabajo y la vida personal. También se habló mucho de la salud mental. Aprendimos que el autocuidado no es un lujo, sino un componente vital, muy vital, para el éxito personal y profesional. Esta conferencia de mujeres latinas fue fenomenal. Habían más de 500 mujeres y ahí también hubo 5 caballeros que acompañaron a su pareja o hermana, prima, no se sabe cada quien qué fue el lazo, pero sí le dimos un fuerte aplauso a los caballeros que estuvieron ahí en la conferencia, que fueron 5 entre más de 500 mujeres. Fue algo fenomenal. Y esta conferencia de mujeres latinas fue un testimonio de la potencial ilimitada de las mujeres, que cuando nos unimos, aprendemos y crecemos juntas y somos poderosas. Yo aprendí tanto en esa conferencia. Espero que encuentren que estos detalles que les estoy compartiendo, que los pueden empoderar a ustedes tanto como me empoderó a mí. Manténganse atentos a cómo ustedes se sienten. Esto fue algo fenomenal y esta conferencia me recordó mucho a una de mis mejores amigas, hermana querida del high school, Marisa Rodríguez Beltré, que falleció 8 años atrás. Esta conferencia me recordó tanto a ella porque ella también es de Santo Domingo, como lo es Celinés Toribio, la que fue el host. Yo soy de Puerto Rico, pero mi querida Maritza, que ya falleció, ella le encantaba a Celinés. Y yo poder compartir con Celinés en esa conferencia, también tuve el ticket de VIP que yo seleccioné y pude conocer backstage. Pude conocer a Celinés y abrazarla y tomarle una foto. Yo sentía como que era que Maritza estaba conmigo. Yo creo que sí, porque la sentí ahí. Y yo sé que, you know, Maritza era una mujer muy emprendedora, dinámica, y ella se hubiese gozado tanto de esta conferencia. Pero fue tan bonito, se me saltaron las lágrimas tantas veces. Fue tan bonito que el escenario, Celinés también habló de la amistad, de mujeres que se convierten amigas y después se convierten en hermanas. Y ahí también estaba la hermana de ella. Fue algo, un momento muy bonito cuando las trajo a sus amigas, su círculo que ella tiene de amistades que son más que amigas, son familia. Las trajo al escenario y cada una se pasaron el micrófono y pudieron hablar de sus enseñanzas, de lo que han realizado, de los golpes, de los tropiezos que han tenido, los fracasos y lo que han podido superar, y nos dieron tanta enseñanza por sus testimonios personales. Fue algo demasiado bonito. Ahí se pudo compartir y comprender lo que es cuidarse uno mismo, darse valor. De una de las cosas que aprendí fue que tengo que resolver y reconciliarme con el pasado. Eso fue tan poderoso, esa persona que habló de eso, de reconciliarnos con el pasado. También hubo dos sexólogas que estaban ahí y hablaron y dieron tips para hablar sobre la menopausia y la intimidad y tener intimidad después de cierta edad con la menopausia, qué se puede hacer para mejorar la intimidad. Se habló tanto de la intimidad de la mujer, pero como del hombre también, de qué pueden hacer para mejorar su intimidad sexual y también aprender más de su cuerpo. Eso fue muy importante y lo hicieron de una manera muy profesional, de buen gusto. Fue fenomenal. Esta conferencia fue dinámica, de verdad que fue muy profesional. Fue en el Lehman College, como les dije, donde Celine se graduó de colegio y ahora regresar ella al colegio fue algo muy especial y estar ahí con todos nosotros. Pero de verdad, esto fue una experiencia muy importante y espero que ustedes, aunque no, los que no fueron, si fueron, por favor, déjenme saber, pero los que no fueron, que puedan tener un poquito, ¿verdad?, de lo que yo aprendí de esa conferencia. Voy a hablar más en detalle. So, manténganse atentos, que voy a explorar más los conceptos que se hablaron en la conferencia La Nueva Yo por Celine Toribio y el acompañamiento que ella tuvo ahí de profesionales y amistades y familiares. Y voy a explorar un poquito más los temas que se hablaron ahí más profundo en mi masterclass gratis en vivo el jueves, noviembre 2, en Instagram, en Smiley Empowerment, en vivo. Después lo voy a tratar de poner la grabación, pero por favor vengan en vivo el jueves, noviembre 2, a las 7 p.m. para poder hablar un poquito más a fondo de qué fueron las enseñanzas, lo que yo aprendí en la conferencia de Celine Toribio, la gran actriz, modelo, personaje de televisión. Esas enseñanzas que aprendimos ahí las quiero desarrollar más a fondo en el Masterclass en Instagram. Va a ser algo que creo que le va a usted ayudar en su empoderamiento, en sus reflexiones, en todo lo que se basa a su cuidado personal y profesional. Y recuerden que ustedes son fuertes y son capaces. Ustedes son una fuerza muy poderosa. Por favor, cuídense mucho. Gracias por acompañarme en este viaje de crecimiento y empoderamiento. Y juntas podemos alcanzar lo máximo. Juntas. So, por favor, cuídense uno a las otras. Me agrada de que puedan escuchar este episodio aquí en el podcast. Denle una seguidita al podcast, compártelo, pónganse con el bell, la campanita que le anuncia cuando yo hago episodios nuevos, inscríbanse, rieguen la voz, es muy importante. Yo espero que sigan hacia adelante y que sigan triunfando y los veo en la próxima. Siempre cuídense uno a los otros, take care of each other. Los quiero mucho. I love you all. Besitos.